Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people. Local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Hilton.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story, power outages and fires this morning because of the winds overnight. Gusty winds triggering outages for more than 10,000 DWP customers. The biggest outage right now is in Venice. And we got a tweet from someone this morning saying, hurry up and fix this because all the food in his fridge is going bad. Other areas hit by outages include Studio City, Beverly Grove, South LA, East Hollywood. The department said in a tweet that its crews are responding and working in what they call dangerous conditions. SoCal Edison also reporting that they have a couple thousand outages. So everybody's working on that this morning. And with the wind, there were also fires this morning. Told you about this 20 acres or so in Castaic. They seem to be getting a good handle on this now. Only about 20% contained, but it is putting up still a lot of smoke. KNX listener Jason saw it.
And it was really visible from the roundabout off of the Hazy Canyon exit. And from what I could see, it was behind the detention center on the mountain there.
So near the Pitches Detention Center, but again, crews seem to be getting a handle on it. And there was another one earlier, just about 4 acres or so in the Sepulveda Basin, but they got that one out as well.
The red flag fire conditions are up.
Cranking out gusty winds and hotter temperatures over the next few days. High fire danger with red flag warnings today. Elevated fire weather conditions for tomorrow with low relative humidity and strong gusty winds. Gusty winds today, 25 to 40 miles per hour, 40 to 60 mile per hour gusts, the strongest in the mountains and the valleys. Those low relative humidities continuing to keep the high fire danger with us. Now tomorrow we'll exchange the gusty winds for the hotter temperatures. Although it'll still be breezy, we're below advisory criteria for the winds, but a heat advisory in place. From the Weather Channel, meteorologist Ray Stager, KNX 1070.
Demonstrators will be staging sort of a funeral procession today, if you will, toward downtown Los Angeles. This is to honor George Floyd. And one of the processions will begin this morning in Reseda, and that's where we find KNX 1070's Margaret Carrero.
The theme of the gathering, we are told, is today we mourn, tomorrow we fight. Reverend James Thomas with Living Word Community Church out in Sherman Oaks says this is a unity effort involving various faith leaders and community members.
Our message here is that they belong to us. And so they means everybody. You know, we're not trying to distinguish between the good, the bad, and the ugly. We as people who are concerned about the community and clergy have to be concerned about everybody.
He says they are coming from a place of love with two demands.
One is we want to prosecute killer cops. The other is that we want to defund, disinvest, and ultimately even abolish policing as we know it.
Processions will also stem from Santa Ana in Orange County. That starts around 8 a.m. Long Beach as well at 8, and South Los Angeles around 9 o'clock this morning. All of them, of course, meeting at First and Broadway for that noontime memorial service. Out in Houston today, there will be a public viewing of George Floyd's casket that will be held. There will be a private funeral and burial on tomorrow out in Houston as well. That's his hometown. His death under the knee of a Minneapolis police officer 2 weeks ago today is what sparked these protests around the country and the world that have only grown in size. Reporting live in Reseda, Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
LAPD says about 20,000 were in that demonstration in Hollywood yesterday afternoon.
Black Lives Matter!
Black Lives Matter!
tens of thousands of people took over Hollywood Boulevard for a mega protest.
Let's go!
People of all races, ages, and walks of life came together.
We're just out here protesting against police brutality and all the terrible things that have been happening.
Many parents brought their children.
We are out here trying to protest to make life better for them.
What are you guys doing?
Protesting.
To tell people that Black Lives Matter.
Parents tell me they hope for change so their children won't have to protest when they are older.
Black Lives Matter!
In Hollywood, Emily Valdez, KNX 1070 News Radio.
LA police officers returning to a schedule with assigned days off today for the first time in more than a week because of the protests. The police chief thanked officers for doing the long hours and all the things they went through. He says that he wants them to take time off to rest and spend time with their families. The chief also said he'll get into the proposed budget cuts and the path forward later this week.
Law enforcement officials here in L.A. and in the county, or at least in the county and the city, say they will not seek any criminal charges or impose fines on those arrested while they were protesting peacefully. As you know, hundreds of demonstrators were taken into custody for curfew violation and or ignoring an order to disperse unlawful assembly. And civil liberties groups have strongly complained about the way many were treated, including ours, with those plastic handcuffs on.
Pasadena police have suspended the use of so-called sleeper holds. That's the method that restricts the blood flowing to the person's brain. It's the carotid hold. The technique has been called into question, of course, since the death of George Floyd. Pasadena's police chief says the use of force experts will work to identify alternative methods for restraining what they call combative suspects.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.